You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
October the 28th, and you have to ask, how many more days and how many more issues of suffering and threats can the state of Louisiana take? Hurricane Zeta, becoming stronger, expected to hit Louisiana. Getting stronger, anticipating a Cat 2 storm by the time it gets into eastern Louisiana and western Mississippi later this afternoon. It will bring storm surge, particularly in New Orleans. Flooding rain, damaging winds, isolating tornadoes, and yet it'll be moving fast, so it will go through fairly quickly. That should help. But I got to tell you, that entire state has taken a battering this year. Feel for them, pray for them. Dateline Saudi Arabia. The U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia warning Americans about a potential attack in the next few hours using missiles or drones. This is a security alert posted to the U.S. Embassy website. Says the attack might be launched in Saudi Arabia's capital city, Riyadh. So American citizens are urged to stay alert, immediately review, take necessary precautions. Saudi Arabia has been in recent years under periodic attack by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels from Yemen, where that civil war has raged since 2014. And it was last year that a drone and missile attack had damaged the Saudi Aramco oil processing facilities. The U.S. military at that time blamed that on Iran. Philadelphia, a dozen injured overnight, shot, including a 15-year-old, during looting and rioting a second straight night. 1,000 people in the streets of the city of brotherly love, all protesting the shooting of a black man by a police officer, two police officers, Monday. The father of the man shot says, "I don't condone no violence stirring up the city. Stop the violence, help my son, and help my family." Violence also taking place in Brooklyn, New York, multiple fires. And we had police officers injured in that area, and I want to make sure you understand that in Philadelphia, they had something like 30 police officers reported injured in various ways. We are less than a week before Election Day. These protests that actually become riots and full-scale looting, how's that going to play for the electorate going into the booth next week, if not already over the next few days as they vote. I will point this out. The Biden-Harris ticket has issued a statement and saying, "This hurts our fellow citizens. Looting is not a protest. It is a crime. It draws attention away from the real tragedy of a life cut short." Now, we'll praise him for making that remark, because too many times in the past, Democrats have just been silent about it. There is a report out that claims there will be armed groups of civilians you need to be worried about in five different states around the election date. This group notified is the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project and Militia Watch, warning as such events like that will happen in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Oregon, especially state capitals. It claims that militia groups and other armed non-state actors will pose a threat to the safety and security of American voters. They're not talking about Democrats, obviously. They're talking about Republican conservatives or whatever. Far, far, far right. Whether it's true or they're just making it up, I don't know. But obviously, if anyone in some far right group plans something like that, don't. We have a federal judge in South Carolina ruling just yesterday election authorities cannot discard absentee ballots if the signatures do not match those on file. if they don't match those on file. The judge said matching the signatures would be a significant burden on the right to vote. In other words, it's just a burden, and it's another way to disenfranchise people, I guess. If you can't sign the signature as you vote that matches the signature that you gave earlier, because maybe you didn't give the signature earlier. Maybe you're there to steal a vote. But they're not going to bother, and they're not going to discard them. Does that sound right? Of course not. Of course not.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Businesses, restaurants, nursing homes need to be free of COVID. So you should be contacting Wellington Environmental. A professionally trained team will disinfect your facility using powerful but safe disinfectants. And here's something new. Wellington has a line of foggers that you can use to disinfect your own facility. These foggers are in high demand, but Wellington Environmental has some for now. They cost about $500, but my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. You save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional disinfecting, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The media, Brian, some time ago just decided to put a protective wall around the media, and I should say tech companies as well, big tech companies like Twitter and Facebook, decided to put a protective wall around Joe Biden's candidacy. They believe that electing Joe Biden is so important to the country, and they believe defeating Donald Trump is what they've been trying to do for the last 4 years. So they've just absolutely decided that whatever comes up, whatever story, however damaging it could be to Joe Biden, they're just going to ignore it. They're going to continue to downplay it, and they're going to continue to emphasize anything they can that's negative about Donald Trump.
Those are the words of Jerry Baker. He's a Wall Street Journal editor-at-large appearing on Fox earlier this morning. And he's absolutely right. It's evident. You cannot ignore the fact that the media, mainstream media, basically in bed with the Bidens, helping cover up anything that might be damaging, especially at this point since Joe Biden is going to be, they hope, the next president. And their main point is to get rid of Trump by whatever means possible. Now, here's the other thing to keep in mind. If all of this stuff about Joe Biden, the Hunter Biden emails and linking him and his father, while Joe Biden had insisted previously, I'd never talk to my son about his business dealings in Burisma. And yet there have been reports since that say that's not true. If this had been brought up during the primary when Biden was running against his current running mate, Harris, do you not think she would have been pounding the drum over and over on that and making an issue of it? And so would every other candidate that was running at that time in the Democrat primary. They would have eliminated Joe Biden at that point. But now they got to stand in line with him. They got to stand up and support him. And they're getting support from the media. As Jerry Baker just said, it's all about protecting. They've decided long ago that they're going to protect him. They're not going to do anything otherwise. Tony Bobulinski, Biden insider, who had his own company, and they were courting him to be part of additional operations they were going to carry out with Burisma and China and elsewhere, Russia included. He has come forward, of course, the other day and made a statement about all the things he knows about how it was going on and the fact that Joe Biden was involved and was part and parcel of every deal Hunter Biden was working on. And it wasn't just Hunter Biden trading on his father's name. There was more involved, and there was money designated, if not given directly at that time, but designated to go to Joe Biden. And last night, Bob Alinsky did an extended interview with Tucker Carlson on Fox News. There's a good chance that a large number of the American populace saw that. And because the Tucker Carlson program has been getting the highest rated primetime show average in the history of cable news this month. And I'm sure the numbers were even bigger last night. So the media really can't ignore it anymore, can they? Yes, they can. And in fact, one of the questions that Tucker raised to Bob Alinsky last night said, when you saw, after you came out and you started detailing some of this and you presented the evidence and you were basically documenting, in some cases, the reports from the New York Post about what was on emails on a computer that Hunter Biden had access to and had used at some point. When you presented all of that, you laid it all out, and you said, take what I got, take a look at yourself. Were you surprised at how the media didn't react, how most of the mainstream media just said, there's no story here? Were you surprised?
Surprised is probably an understatement of the year. Shocked, because it would be different if this was my word against Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, and Joe Biden.
Right.
That would be a very slippery slope, not something I would take the personal and family risk on it. But I've provided more documents and facts that validate times, meetings, who participated. That email to me on May 13th was generated by somebody else sent to me. It wasn't me generating. These text messages that I've provided are Hunter Biden in the first person, Jim Biden in the first person, James Gilyear in the first person, Rob Walker in the first person. It's not me generating the text messages. It's them speaking. So you can interview them. The FBI can interview them. Our government can interview them. But I was shocked that not only the media is not only discussing this, they're going to the other extreme. They're dismissing it as Russian disinformation. This country has heard enough about Russia. We went through 3 years of every day, Russia, Russia, Russia. It's just absurd.
It is absurd, and yet they continue to walk away from it. The remarks Bob Alinsky had made, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, all skipped the story. Have absolutely ignored it originally. And now, 12-plus hours since that interview aired last night on Fox, they're still not saying anything. DePaul University professor and media critic Jeffrey McCall said, it is pretty much a 100% blackout of the Bob Alinsky story in the traditional media. Of course, there are lots of stories that need to be covered in the busy 2020 news agenda. But the total omission of Bob Alinsky's accusations is curious, to say the least. Even if this story is not front and center on the news agenda, it does need to be approached somewhere along the way. Odds are that most mainstream media outlets are devoting very few reporting resources, if any, to the Bob Alinsky story. And the DePaul University professor added, it would seem those outlets could at least be investigating the accusations to try to prove them valid or invalid, he said. Yeah, that's what they should be doing. If they don't think it's true, why wouldn't they go in? And, of course, the Biden campaign has not denied, has not said the emails are wrong or false or anything. Because they don't have to. They can rely on this bought, paid for, in-your-pocket media to do the work for them. And, again, the words of DePaul University professor Jeffrey McCall. What little coverage has surfaced has basically been running without challenge the boilerplate denials and indignation from the Biden camp. The manner in which this story has been covered can only be described as a lapdog press, as contrasted with the watchdog press. And by denials, they're just simply saying, well, Joe had already said he didn't do it. He never talked to him, didn't know anything. But they're not denying the emails that are out there now. They're not denying the computer. They have not yet. And wouldn't you think an investigative reporter, a good reporter, would go out and ask some questions? Well, to that extent, here's some questions that have been posed, and I think they do deserve an answer. The questions were raised. Let me get the source here for you. Questions were raised by Chris Hawk. He's a Newsbusters managing editor. And talking about the interview that Bobulinski gave last night to Tucker Carlson, he said, just based on that interview, here are 10 moments from that interview the liberal media will ignore. And yet they should be asking questions about this. One, the Biden associate pled with Bobulinski, you'll bury all of us. Question it. Look into it. Bobulinski said Joe's brother credits plausible deniability. Now, why don't you question that? How about, I think Joe Biden's family are compromised by the Chinese. Question that. This was never just about Hunter Biden. They carved out a piece of his schedule for you. Bobulinski's first meeting with Joe Biden was even mentioned in that interview. Joe tells Bobulinski to keep an eye on his brother and son. Bobulinski says the 10% in the email referenced a big guy held by H, and there's two in the story, two chairmen in the story, and he identifies who the chairman was in his words. And he said the only qualification Hunter Biden or any of the Bidens had on any of the deals was a Biden name. Again, the words of Jerry Baker, Wall Street Journal editor at large.
The media's always been biased. We've known that, and we've seen that for over 20, 30 years. I've never seen anything like this, however, where they literally, a story, as you say, a completely credible, decent, upstanding American, and I watched the interview last night, as millions of people did, Tony Bobulinski, who clearly is a very credible figure. People are just not going to pay. Not only are they not going to pay attention, and the most disturbing thing is, as you say, they're going to discredit him, they're going to demean him, they're going to damage him, they're going to call into question his patriotism. It really is. It's one of the most extraordinary things I've seen.
Yeah, and they're doing it. They're doing it in spades to that extent. And when they're calling his patriotism into question, he's a retired lieutenant in the U.S. Navy. He served his country. That doesn't mean he's above reproach. Doesn't mean he can't be questioned, can't be accused as also of making false statements. But no one's doing it. And the other thing that came out of the interview last night, one of the most damaging remarks, and we got more coming up later in this hour, but one of them had to do with when Bobulinski was sitting down with Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, and they were talking about trying to get him wrapped up and joining them on some of this group, this activity they're trying to put together with this Chinese business. I mean, Bobulinski had his own company. It was very legitimate, had done business all around the world, and they thought, we can get him in on this and we can make it all happen. But Bobulinski, as he's sitting there watching this happen, in 2015, he says, there was a question that came to my mind. Listen, please.
I'm thinking about the Biden family. Like, how are they doing this? I know Joe decided not to run in 2016, but what if he ran in the future? Aren't they taking political risk or headline risk? And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability. Now, that's something that good investigative reporters would go back to Jim Biden and ask him about that. They're not knocking on his door. They're not knocking on Joe Biden's basement door. They're doing nothing. I mentioned earlier, and I'll repeat, since that interview aired last night, CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, Washington Post, and many others have just walked away from it, ignored it. They just don't want to give it more heat. They don't want to give it any possible breath. They all want to fall back on plausible deniability. The very fact that Jim Biden, the brother of Joe Biden, then vice president, and Bobulinski is raising this question in 2015 when they're meeting, saying, I know Joe's not going to run in 2016, but what are you going to do for the future? And they say, plausible deniability. Jerry Baker, Wall Street Journal editor at large.
It doesn't get more brazen than that. I mean, that, you know, to acknowledge that what you're doing is so questionable that you actually, the phrase plausible deniability is a long-standing one in politics, meaning essentially, you know, I can get away with denying something that's true. In other words, I can get away with saying something with saying a falsehood. It's brazen.
It is brazen. And let me give you another aspect of this cover-up. Today, the leaders of the three big tech companies are testifying in front of the Senate about how they do business and how they supposedly have not been transparent. And they were spiking the story the other day. Facebook was not allowing the New York Post to continue to publish across the platform because they didn't want to spread the story. Twitter did the same thing. You know what's happening right now? There have been numerous questions and raised on the online about, in the according to Google Trends, people searching for the topic more and more about Joe Biden and any corruption. Google, unlike other search engines, fails to display search suggestions as Joe Biden corruption, Joe Biden Burisma. They just simply say, if you don't know exactly what you're asking for, we're not going to help you. We're not going to help you. Not displaying any efforts to help you find it. And if you misspell Biden, good luck with that. When we come back, I want you to hear Bob Alinsky say, I was not going to go public, but something Congressman Adam Schiff did and then refused to do, well, that told him this is a firefight. Let's go.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
When I saw Adam Schiff go on record talking about Russian disinformation after this email had been posted online by the New York Post, and remember that email was to me from James Gillier, right? It wasn't, you know, I wasn't blind carboned or CC'd on that. It was to me stating that I was going to be the CEO of this enterprise. I was at the end of my rope. And so I crawled Rob Walker. And I told him that if that statement isn't retracted by Congressman Schiff by midnight on Sunday, that I was going on record and I was disclosing all the facts to the American government, to the American citizen, and the world. I was hoping the Bidens would do the right thing or Schiff would retract his statement.
Those are the words of Tony Bobulinski, Biden insider, had his own company, and the Bidens were pulling him into this deal, trying to make money with China, Ukraine, others. And he said, when Adam Schiff went on record and said all of this is Russian disinformation, talking about the emails that the New York Post had put out, emails from the computer from Hunter Biden's laptop, same emails that Bob Alinsky had on his cell phone because he was on those. He said, I didn't originate them. I was a recipient of them. Well, they didn't do it. And he said, that's why I decided to go public. That was part of what he said last night in his interview with Tucker Carlson. In the next segment, we're going to break down even more what he had to say about how the Bidens were doing this, how the enterprise was operating. But, of course, all of it for the mainstream media, they just continue to ignore it. They ignored the interview that he did last night with Tucker Carlson. They ignored it when he came out the other day and released all this. They've ignored the New York Post story. And Jerry Baker, Wall Street editor-at-large, says that's exactly out of the playbook of the Biden family.
The reason, frankly, they are able to get away with it is because the media has decided that they're going to let them. Hey, can you imagine if this were a Republican, if this were Donald Trump? We've seen so many stories about Donald Trump over the last 4 years, many of them based in absolute no truth whatsoever. They have been investigated, you know, left, right, and center. Every conceivable angle of every allegation that's ever been made about Donald Trump has been on the front page of newspapers, has been investigated by the major networks. This is an important story, and they are just simply burying it.
Those, again, the words of Jerry Walker, Wall Street Journal editor-at-large. Well, the Cornell Law School professor, media critic William Jacobson said, it's clear the liberal media, quote, thinks this could hurt their preferred candidate. He said the easiest way to determine whether ignoring or minimizing the Bobulinski interview and documents reflects media bias is to imagine if something similar happened to Donald Trump. If Bobulinski were blowing the whistle on Trump influence peddling, all the networks and newspapers would be carrying the story nonstop through Election Day. He's absolutely right. You know that. We've seen it already based on lies and fake information. Political satirist Tim Young said it's astonishing. He said when you realize major media organizations, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, the New York Times, ran completely unsubstantiated stories like the P-tape from the dossier and the claims of Michael Avenatti and others made against Justice Kavanaugh and numerous anonymous senior administration officials, supposedly that would prove the Trump campaign colluded with Russia, and yet they haven't touched any direct testimony and direct evidence that could either be proven one way or the other with Tony Bobulinski. He said it goes beyond hypocrisy. It's election interference. Election interference. More on the Bobulinski remarks in a moment.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
I am flesh and I am bone, rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul, rise up, ting, ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold, like glitter. Do you walk in the Valley of Kings?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Throughout 2015 and 2016, while Joe was still the sitting vice president of the United States, these guys had been doing extensive work around the world in places like Oman, Luxembourg, Romania, that I was being made aware of, but I obviously hadn't come off the bench and agreed to be part of this.
I'm sorry, I've got to interrupt you there. Oman, Luxembourg, Romania.
Correct.
So they don't speak any of these languages. Neither one of these guys has any record of success in business. Neither one has a background in international business. Why would they be doing business in Oman, Luxembourg, and Romania?
Because they have relationships and they have the Biden name that they're able to set up meetings and get people to jump through hoops in an interest to garner favor with the sitting vice president, Joe Biden.
Those are the words of Tony Bobulinski in the interview last night with Tucker Carlson. Saying the only thing the Bidens had going for them in trying to make all these deals with these various countries and the companies inside some of those countries, which are basically owned by the same country that where they operate, is the Biden name. And Biden at the time was vice president. You remember when they went after Trump claiming a quid pro quo? This is a clear example, but you don't hear the mainstream media. You don't hear the legislators on the Democrat side of the aisle making that issue and raising it. They are silent. They are absolutely, like you used to say, cats got their tongue. They're not going to say anything, and they're just going to ignore it. And they continue to be ignored by CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post. More than 12 hours after that interview, they have said nothing about it. They're not even asking. They're not even trying to disprove Bobulinski. They're just ignore it Ignore it. It doesn't exist. Now, Bob Alinsky again says when he originally decided I'm going to go public, and he was contacting and talking to one of the Biden insiders himself, another one by the name of Walker. This was Rob Walker, was a member of the Biden team as well. Might have been serving in some legal capacity. It's not clear by some of the stuff I've seen. But he said, I was telling Walker I'm going to do this. And Walker said, kind of like a threat. Kind of like a threat. Just listen.
Trying to coach me. Trying to sort of say, hey, we don't want to do that. We don't want, you know, press trucks out in front of our house. I'm going to have to move. I could lose my job. All that, I'm not trying to cause any harm to anyone in this situation,
right,
let alone Rob Walker and his family, James Gillier and his family. But basically, Rob's position was, if you go on record with all these facts, you'll bury all of us.
That's what Bob Alinsky said. Well, you could say he made it up. I mean, who knows? He's saying that Rob Walker, a member of the Biden group, just kind of made that up. He said, I talked to him, and he tried to talk me out of it and said, if you do it, you're going to bury all of us. Now, you could sit there and say, oh, Bob Alinsky, come on. You're making that up, aren't you? Well, then you might have to explain what you're going to hear next. This is an audio tape. This is an audio tape where Bob Alinsky is talking to Walker on the tape. I'm going to let you hear it once. We'll talk about it, and then I'm going to let you hear it again. But here's what you're going to hear. Bob Alinsky is saying, this is what I'm going to do. And Walker says exactly the words you just said that he quoted Walker as saying. Just listen, please.
If he doesn't come out on record, I am providing the fact.
Tony, you're just going to just bury all of us, man.
Wow. Exactly like Bob Alinsky said. If they don't come out, if they don't go public, if they don't start talking about this and do the right thing for the American public, then I'm going to go public. And you hear Walker, you do that, you're going to bury all of us. Now listen again. There's no doubt what's happening in this tape.
If he doesn't come out on record, I am providing the fact.
Tony, you're just going to just bury all of us, man.
There's no doubt, is there? And the fact that that was, of course, part of their discussion and the response from Walker trying to talk him out of it. Tucker Carlson asked Bob Alinsky, well, what was your whole reaction?
I was focused on pushing these guys to do the right thing, to demonstrate an ounce of integrity in front of the American people. They all know the facts. I live the facts. And luckily for the American people, all the facts are extremely well documented. I'm irrelevant in this discussion, so I can write off, but the American people can read these texts, listen to the recording that you just played, read the legal documents that were executed in Delaware, and they can form their own conclusion. They don't need me to form the conclusion for them.
So he's not trying to put in your face, say, you got to believe me. Believe me, I'm a former member of the U.S. Navy, a retired lieutenant. You got to believe me. Well, he's not saying that. He's saying, look at what I've got, and then you make your own decision. Has Rob Walker come out since that interview surfaced last night and the tape was played for everyone to hear? Has he said, that's not me, it's fake, it's put together, I had nothing to do with it? Has he said that at all? No, he hasn't. Let's listen to it one more time. Bob Alinsky telling Walker, listen, if they're not going to come out, and he said just then, I was pushing them to go public, make everything evident. And here's the reaction he got.
That is not me writing that. That is not me claiming that. That is Hunter Biden writing on his own phone, typing in that I spoke with my chairman, referencing his father. If the world thinks that my chairman is not his...
Okay, we got the wrong one. I threw a curve to Quentin. That was my fault. I want to go back to the audio track again where Bob Alinsky was talking to Walker about what was what he wanted them to do, how he wanted things to be handled. I threw a curve at Quentin, and it's my fault that you didn't hear it. But I want you to listen to it one more time.
If he doesn't come out on record, I am providing the facts.
Tony, you're just going to just bury all of us, man.
Yeah, you're just going to bury all of us, man. Now, what you did hear was Bob Alinsky, and we're going to play that again because I shut it down. I needed to set it up for you. Bob Alinsky dealt with an issue that some had tried to pass off. In some of the emails that have been documented, sent out by the Post and others, and Bob Alinsky has it on his email. He presented his as well. You know, it said it's all on my computer and on my cell phones. Here it is, and provided documentation for everybody. There was a question because Hunter Biden at one point was discussing the chairman. Bob Alinsky says the chairman is Joe Biden, his father. But what critics have surfaced, what few are out there trying to defend this and say, you know, well, it may not all be what you're hearing. They're trying to say, no, that it probably was referring to the chairman of the Chinese company they were working with. Yeah, that was a chairman. Oh, that would be a good excuse, wouldn't it? Bob Alinsky clarified that last night in his interview as to who is a chairman and who said he was a chairman.
That is not me writing that. That is not me claiming that. That is Hunter Biden writing on his own phone, typing in that I spoke with my chairman, referencing his father. If the world thinks that my chairman is not his father, then Hunter Biden would come forward and go on record and state to the world.
But you have the Biden family representatives, Rob Walker, saying right here, May 19th, no. When he said his chairman, he was talking about his dad.
Yeah. And they're not denying it. Let me ask you. Well, let's riddle me this. Riddle me this. If Joe Biden isn't the chairman, as identified by Hunter Biden in his own email, Joe Biden can simply come out and say, that's not me. It has nothing to do with me. I don't know what you're thinking, but you're jumping the hoops to get there, and you're going down a trail and a rabbit hole that is empty. Riddle me. Riddle me the answer on that. What would it be? Wouldn't you do that? Riddle me this. If all of this is false and fictitious, it would be easy to deny and present documents showing otherwise, or just simply start tearing into those documents. At least take them and start investigating, dig into them and see this is wrong, that's wrong, this is wrong, that's half of a fact, that's a half truth. But no one's doing that. No one in the mainstream media. Are any reporters knocking on Hunter Biden's door asking him for additional comments or anything? No. Rob Walker's door, they may well show up at his door now based on that interview last night. And Bob Alinsky said, I wasn't trying to get other members in trouble, and I'm not trying to harm Rob Walker or other people that were inside. I'm just saying this is the fact, and it's been ignored, and not only just ignored, it's been falsified and absolutely denying the truth. I go back to a remark we had earlier about how the mainstream media has been covering and not covering it, actually. And that is the fact that they are basically taking part in election interference. Speaking of the election, we'll take a break. When we come back, a pollster says, yep, the Dodgers won. Now I know for sure who's going to win the White House. Really? Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We didn't come this far and fight this hard to surrender our country back to the corrupt Washington swamp. So on November 3rd, we must finish the job that we started. We have done a job like nobody. There has been no administration, nobody, but, and it's us all together. There has been no administration has done in the first 3.5 years what this administration has done. Not even close. Not even close. We have made America powerful again. We have made America wealthy again. We have made America strong again. We have made America proud again. We have made America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Nebraska. Thank you, Iowa. Thank you both. Thank you. Get out and vote.
President Trump last night in Omaha, Nebraska, and you could hear the crowd yelling, and boy, it was a big one. And today he's in the battleground state of Arizona. Joe Biden was out last night, I'll tell you where in a moment, or yesterday. Today he's back in the basement. He has nothing on the schedule again today. We're less than a week to the election. You heard the crowd for Donald Trump in Omaha last night, and he's getting a big crowd in Arizona as I speak. Joe Biden had a big crowd in Atlanta, Georgia yesterday. Big crowd. Some are saying it's the easiest, the largest event for him. 771 people in 365 cars at a drive-in rally in Atlanta. And they say, look at this, we got almost 800 people. And 365 cars. You know, there have been 1,000-plus cars in various Trump parades, including one in New York the other day, Jews for Trump. But Biden got to address 771, and today he's not even out there. Oh, and by the way, in beginning his stump speech in Atlanta, he said, folks, my name is Joe Biden. I'm Jill Biden's husband, and I'm Kamala's running mate. You think I'm kidding, don't you? Well, actually, many do believe that, yeah, he's a Trojan horse to get Kamala in. We all believe that. And now he thought, I'll mock it and make fun of it. And of course, it was yesterday that he referred to Kamala's husband as Kamala's wife. I mean, the guy is still bumbling up. Maybe that's a good reason he's back in the basement. So the L.A. Dodgers won the World Series last night. And violence in Los Angeles because of it. Rioting, burning, looting, attacking police. And they won. You never understand that. Just looking for an excuse to riot. That's true. So since moving, since they were the Brooklyn Dodgers and becoming the L.A. Dodgers and moving to L.A., Dodgers have won in World Series in 55 against the Yankees, 59 against Chicago White Sox, 63 against the Yankees, 65 against the Twins, 81 against the Yankees, 88 against Oakland Athletics, and last night against Tampa Bay Rays. Republican pollster Frank Luntz had said the other day, Trump is not going to win. Biden's going to win. All my numbers show that. And if it goes the other way, then I'm going to get out because my whole business will go down the toilet. Everything we know about polling will be wrong and thrown out if he wins again like he did last time. Well, you know what he's saying now since the Dodgers won last night? He's conceded and said, every time the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the World Series in the last 35 years, Republicans have won the White House. He said, I don't know if it's a correlation. So now, I don't know what to expect of this guy. He said Trump is going to lose, but now since the Dodgers won the World Series, he's convinced that if you look at the past 35 years that the Dodgers have won the World Series, Republicans won the White House. Well, of course, you can't count on that, but he does look at some other numbers he's got. He said 81% of Trump voters think their candidate will win, 81% of them. He said for Trump to be successful, he's got to win Florida, Ohio, North Carolina. He continues to say those races are too close to call. He said Democrats looking at Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. Battleground states also include Nevada and Minnesota. He said early voter turnout is giving Biden a 2-1 advantage. He said, but Trump voters come to the polls, they do have a shot. He said, this is the first time in American history voters are worried about their votes not being counted correctly. Here's something else to keep in note. Beverly Hills Designing Shop designation Rodale Drive says they will be closing all their stores on Election Day. That day and the day after. Gucci, Prada, Louis Vuitton, all shutting along with others because they fear violence, looting, rioting if Trump wins. They fear it if he loses. The same is going to happen up and down the Magnificent Mile in Chicago. The same thing's going to happen in New York City. I know a local businessman in St. Louis has a jewelry store and said, I'm shutting it up. I'm going to Florida during the election day. Come back when it all quiets down. Hopefully there will not be such violence. Make sure you vote. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.